This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
So I guess that should be recording.
All right.
Who's here? Oh, hey, what's up, Link?
Chris, how's it going?
Good, good. I mean, I log on and... and you're all I see. You're the only one here, and we've been waiting and waiting and.
Is this the second time in a row Brett's big time in us?
I mean, that's the way that it looks, I guess, at this point. I mean, I feel like, you know,
he gets one offer pending a meeting, and then he's now, yeah, too good for us.
And then Katie seems to have joined him. She's not here right now. I'm not seeing her. I'm not hearing from her popping on either. I don't know if she's big timing us, if I can put that on her or not. I don't want to lump her over there in that category yet.
Right.
You know, I don't know if this is one of those scenarios where, you know, sometimes how women can, like, one goes to the bathroom and then all seven go to the bathroom. Like, if it was just like, okay, oh, you're going to go off and do a movie. Okay, I'll go off and do a movie because they got to do everything together. I don't know.
When do we get our movies? That's what I want to know.
We're here holding down the fort. We're going to make today a movie, as they say. This is going to be a movie. This episode is going to be a movie. It's going to be fire, right?
Love it. So we got the house to ourselves. So what do you want to do? Talk some hockey, actually?
I mean, when the parents are away, the kids will play. When the cats are away, the mice will play. Are we kids or mice? I don't know. Do you have another analogy for me? What's another one?
The coyotes are in town, the Kraken will play, because we're live right here at Climate Pledge Arena.
Look at you bringing it back. Full circle to the hockey. Yes, we can talk about hockey without them. You know, the thing is, though, with them not being around, you know, we don't have all these bells and whistles and all of the patented Brett sound effects. And we don't even have the theme song. So in order to kick this thing off and really get nitty gritty with it and talk hockey with you, Link, I mean, do we still yell release the show if we can't even, like, bump some music right after? I mean, we're doing this really, like, guerrilla style, raw and real. What do we do?
Well, you just said it, so I think we're already rolling. I mean, I could yell it out here in the rink and see if it echoes, but...
Yeah. Hey, why don't you do that? Yeah. Yeah. I want to see if you actually want to shout in the rink right now. For those of you who are not watching this, because we're doing it live and it's a podcast, Link is actually... at the rink, rhyme intended. He is there in Seattle at Climate Pledge Arena, rinkside. It's cold in there. I mean, you can. I see you rubbing the hands together. You're right next, you're basically on the ice.
Yeah, it's when there's not 17,000 people in here. Yeah, it's a little chilly. It's a cold, rainy day in Seattle as well. So walking to the rink and getting the rain in my shoes and everything like that. But no, it's. I'm glad to be here, and let's release the show.
There it is. I guess I could try to sing, you know, B-Boy Fidget stuff. Shout out to B-Boy Fidget for the theme song. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. It's cracking. Everything's cracking. Hockey in Seattle. Yeah, all about that. Actually, yeah, bro. Okay.
Nice.
He's much better at it.
I've also posted up here at the Silver Seats Coors Light Chill Zone. So it's
nice.
They have ice in the cup holders to keep your beer cold.
I didn't even know that they did. I mean, that's real treatment right there.
Yeah, these four seats have a charger for your phone. They have ice inside of the cup holders. I'll take a picture and I'll put it online. They're nice, comfy chair back seats.
So do people just pay for those, or do they win those? Does Coors,
I think it's a contest. I think they you got to go to their website and do something. And I don't know. At that point, it's probably just whoever knows somebody could get those tickets.
It pays to know somebody. I wish I knew absolutely. Somebody over there at Coors so I could have a charger and ice cold drink holders. That's amazing. Well, Link, hey, yeah, everyone, welcome to Release the Show. As you can already tell, Brett and Katie are out doing big things. The missing link, Ryan, myself, Chris Labrum here, holding it down for the team while they're gone. Got to give a big shout out at the beginning to our sponsor, as always, Epic Seats. I think we have one more giveaway, Link, one more homestand, April 13th, Thursday, April 13th, against the Golden Knights. We finish off the season two games against the Knights. But that homestand, Epic Seats, giving away two free tickets. If you don't know at this point, we've been talking about them every week. Epic Seats, if you go use the promo code of our sister show, Take 12. T-A-K-E 12, you get 12% off when you spend $100 or more. Or if you're selling tickets, you can use Epic Seats, use that promo code Take 12 and get an extra $12 bonus per each ticket that you sell. That's amazing. We love doing things with our great partner, Epic Seats. So shout out to Epic Seats. They have to email us at releasetheshow@gmail.com if you want to try to win these two free tickets with a code word or a code phrase. Link, I'm going to leave it up to you. What do you want people to say when they email in to win these tickets for the last homestand of the season?
Let's go back to Brett's big time in us.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, as go. They say. Okay. Email us.
Maybe we can get Jimmy Seats to get some playoff tickets if they clinch the playoffs tonight.
I think that's a great idea. So the fun doesn't stop here is what you're saying. We've got the last homestand, but hopefully we can get some playoff tickets. If we get, obviously it looks like we're on our way. So I think we're pretty much close to being there, which we'll get to and we'll talk about playoffs here in just a second. But email releasetheshow@gmail.com with Brett is big timing us again to try to win those two tickets to the last homestand. All right. With that out of the way, welcome to the show. Link, hey, let's talk first and foremost before we get to playoffs and stuff like that. Just get it out of the way. Our recent play, because on my side, I'm sitting here looking at it like, man, we are clobbering fools. On one hand, right? 8-1, 5-2, 4-1. But this is against the bottom dwellers. This is against the teams that we should beat. This is against the Coyotes. And even though we lost one of the Preds, you know, they're relatively competitive. But, we are beating who we should beat. Yet at the same time, we lost to the Wild. We lost to the Kings.
Yes.
It doesn't, give us much, or me at least, much confidence, going into the playoffs. We're scoring a lot of goals against these teams, the Canucks, the Ducks. So on some level, you can be like, hey, that's great. We're scoring goals. But if you're not beating, we lost 5-1 to the Wild, 3-1 to the Kings at this moment. What are your thoughts here going into the playoffs potentially here? When we're splitting like that,
this is such a frustrating team. So at least we're beating the teams that we should be beating now, because of the earlier in this part of the season we were losing to those teams. So now we're actually beating the teams we should be beating. But then you go on the other side, the playoff teams, the team that are above us, and teams that are chasing us. So the Preds series, we had two games down there, we lost one. If we would have won that first game against the Preds, we would already have clinched the playoffs right now and we'd be sitting in a better spot. But now, I mean, they only have to lose one game and we have to either win tonight or get a point, we'll clinch. But it's the fact that we should have taken care of that business when we had the chance to do it.
I guess you're right. That could be more frustrating if we were also losing. There's always a worst scenario, right? If we were also losing to these teams that we should be beating, it's just that they're not who we're going to see. They're not in contention. Right. So I would like to see that earlier in the season, like you mentioned, when we actually were losing to some of these teams that we should have beaten. We were taking nights off and not playing. Now it kind of doesn't matter. I mean, it's like, yeah, they're done. Their seasons are done. We're not going to see them anyway. We need to be playing up to par with these teams that we're going to see potentially in the playoffs. And we do have another shot at that, right? We've got two games at the end of the season against the Knights. Coming up, we should win these games against the Coyotes tonight and against the Blackhawks on Saturday. But and then again, I guess we play the Coyotes again after that. So we should win the next three games. But it's those Golden Knights games to finish the season that I think are going to be a real – it's going to show us a lot. It's going to tell us a lot about how we're going into the playoffs. Don't you think?
Absolutely. It's weird playing the Coyotes three times in a week, basically. So we played them a couple of days ago. We play them tonight, and we play them again on Monday. So that, you're kind of already gearing towards the playoffs by playing the same team three times in a row. So obviously in the playoffs, you're going to play at least four games. So again, now we have a chance to play the Golden Knights twice in a row. So we have that chance to either, go out on fire on the first game, but then the second game, make those changes and try to adapt and just like in some of the other sports and baseball, whatever, as you start playing the long series, you start kind of going through and kind of going with the matchups and stuff like that. So they got to go in the locker room, make their changes, instead of from the second period to the third period. Now it's after game one and going into game two. But we should be able to take care of the Coyotes tonight, the next game on Monday, and then we'll be in Vegas on April 11. And that's going to be those two games are pretty important as far as getting you your mindset and getting mentally ready for the playoffs.
So if we go, let's throw out the three different scenarios against the Golden Knights. If we go 1-1, how are you feeling?
I'd be happy with that. But I would like the win to be at home.
Which is the last game of the season, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes. So the second of the two, you want to go out on top, end the season with a win at home. If we were to split like that, you want the win to be at home. And you're feeling pretty good about that going into the playoffs to split with the Knights.
I think so. I mean, just like we talked to Jeff Baker, Seattle doesn't really have that home ice advantage right now. They play better on the road. And I don't know what that reason is. And Jeff had some thoughts on that. And I'm kind of on the same boat as there's no distractions and the team's together. And all you have to do is go into a city, win and come home.
Yeah.
But you want at the playoffs, you have to have home ice advantage. You have to be focused. And so again, taking care of a good team at home right before the playoffs go. That's what you want to see.
I hear you on that because in this recent homestand where we were actually winning, I was surprised, we're winning home games, but it is against these bottom dweller teams. And then the home game against the Kings, we lost. So I hear you on that. To win that one, if we were to split, winning the home game, I think is more important for us as a team. And it would be great for our fans. It'd be great for the crowd. Come on, to finally take down one of these good playoff teams at home versus getting walloped. Okay, well, let's say we go 2-0. Let's say we beat them both there and at home. Are we winning the cup?
Yeah, I'm buying my tickets right now. Let's... I don't know if we're going to win the cup, but I would hope that we, I want to see it get interesting. I don't want to go and lose, four in a row in the playoffs. I want to go try to get into the next round and make it interesting. Once you're in, the season stops, resets, and now everybody's on the same ground again. And anything can happen in the playoffs. Playoffs are tough. I mean, a four-game series, you're playing the same team. Like I said, every time those different battles start coming, intensifying.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So anything can start to change that shift in momentum with teams and you got to get hot at the right time. And, last episode, we were talking about Matty Beniers is kind of in a slump. He turns around that game, that next game and scores right away. And so, having him turn around, having these guys start hitting that momentum and clicking at that right time and watching them kind of go, I see us. Again, I think our team is very streaky and we get hot and let's get hot now and kind of roll that into the next month or so.
Yeah. And you mean, again, I feel like we have to clarify this from last week's episode. You actually mean let's get hot hockey wise and playing well.
True. Yes.
We're not talking Katie, producer Katie, hot, where we're just all dressing well. We're getting manicures. We're getting our hair done. And we're just going to look super hot out there on the ice. And while we do this show, you're talking actual level of play hot.
Yes. Or both. I don't know. I mean, I got a haircut before I walked in here. So
you look great. Yeah, it's looking good.
Oh, thanks. And we got camera again. We got practice going on behind us, and it's going to be a long day. I got here at 9:30, so yeah, come and watch a morning skate. I'm going to stay and do some work here, and then game's 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have. I didn't think about that, but you're obviously going to have players out there on the ice here at any moment, potentially even as we're recording here. You got to look good. I mean, you got to represent, release the show well. You can't have these players come out on the ice. I mean, look at that pathetic guy over there. Right. Like, hasn't gotten a haircut in years. I mean, you got your nice Kraken zip-up jacket on, you know. Okay.
I appreciate that. I've been running. I've been doing the stairs. I've been working out. So, you know.
Hey, they're in the arena? Do they know you're running up and down like Rocky style up there at Climate Pledge?
No, I had to pee before we started recording, so I ran up there really quick. Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. There we go.
I like how you parlayed that into like I've been exercising for the past three. Yeah, you ran your ass to go pee. Okay. Got it. Well, you mentioned a couple of different things that I wanted to talk about a little bit, because you mentioned Beniers, and he was on my mind because we started this season as a show just. I mean, salivating and going off. I mean, just lauding him to no end, and rightly so. I mean, like the guy's a beast. But whether it was the when he got knocked down, it seemed like he cooled a little bit. But he's come back a little bit now, as you mentioned, and has 4 points, 2 goals, 2 assists in his last 4 games played. He's leading all NHL rookies in both goals, 22, and points, 54. He has the most points of any player in the league who has two or less penalty minutes this year, and is the youngest player in the league to record 50 or more points this season. So, as you said, if he is on his way back and is going to get hot, both with his play and with his mane and his looks and his gear, we couldn't ask for a better way to end this season, I think. To be able to just get back on the Matty B train as a show and be talking about him going into the playoffs. We need him, right? I mean, we need him if we're going to make, the playoffs, which is looking likely, but then make an actual push, make it competitive against who we play. We need Matty B, right?
I really want to go back online after he scores 2 in a row and go Matty fucking Beniers.
Like, yeah.
But not only that, having him play better for his sake and the scoring, but also that's going to elevate his line mates. Right now, Jordan Eberle is, I think he's one of the unsung heroes of the year. He keeps scoring goals, and when he does, they're big goals. But you know, having an outlet like Matty Beniers to pass to, going back and forth, so it's only going to bring everybody. So even if Matty's not scoring, just having him get those opportunities, maybe get some a chance to, you know, whenever you're going on a rush, you want to either get it on net. So either the goalie's going to kick it back out, and then someone's going to be there to pick it up. And so having those kind of rebounds that Matty's going to create, so it only makes his line play better as well.
I have only one thing to say to you after that, and his name is Dan.
His name is Dan.
His name is Dan. Okay. I don't know who this Jordan Eberle person that you're talking about is, but his name is Dan. Okay. Okay. Let's just get this tight. We're doing the show without Brett and Katie. We need to get it right. We need to be professionals.
That's my bad. That's my bad, guys. My bad.
No, but you're right. He's scored in each of the last 2 games. And hopefully he can get another one, make it 3 straight. I think the last time he did that was in 2021, November, something 2021. But yeah, we need Dan. We need Jordan Eberle to do his thing as well. And if Matty B can help facilitate that, that's great. I mean, we definitely need them to be playing at a high level as we go into the playoffs here. So let's get to that. We've been dancing around that a little bit. For the first time ever, Link, I am for the first time in the entirety of this show, of ever doing this show, all last season, this season, like you, which I'm glad you got the memo. Apparently, I didn't know I sent one. You're standing, and I am standing. I am doing the show standing up. I have never done that before because we are on the verge of making the playoffs for the first time in franchise history. We can do that tonight. We can clinch a spot tonight. What are the two ways that this can go down, Link?
So we win tonight, straight up. If we win tonight, we're clinching. Hopefully we're doing a little mini celebration. But again, in hockey, it's not like in baseball when the Mariners clinch their playoff berth for the first time in 20-something years and they have the champagne in the locker room. I don't think it's going to get that crazy.
Yeah.
I hope it does because I'm going to be in there for that, and that would be awesome. I so hope that happens.
You don't want a champagne shower? Come on. You don't want to?
No, I do. No, I absolutely want. I want to be in there, and I want to have that. Yeah, just I think that'd be a pretty cool flex for Instagram.
For sure.
Yeah, but –
shirtless? Are you going shirtless? What do you think? Are you...
It just depends on if everyone else is going shirtless.
I'll go. I mean, go big. It's the first time our team's going to have made the playoffs. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I were you, I mean, if I was there, I would do it. You choose how you want to do it. If I was there, I would do it. I'd probably go shirtless, even if no one else was.
It's trendsetter.
Yes. Or again, we'll never be invited back. But anyway, go on.
No, of course. The second scenario is we tie, then we get a point. So, as long as we get 1 point, Carolina Hurricanes lose and the Predators, if they lose. So one of those two teams loses in any fashion, and we get at least 1 point, we'll also clinch tonight as well.
Got it. So even if we don't win, there's still a possibility. I mean, we want to do it. We just want to take care of business, but if we don't, if we tie, if we get a point,
yes,
and we get a little help on the other side, then we can still clinch tonight. You can still rip the shirt off and have a champagne shower.
But I mean, if that's all it is 1 point or one win away, and we have these games coming out, I mean, other than a massive collapse where we lose every single game for the rest of the year, which I don't see that happening.
I would hope not.
We're going to the playoffs, and for a team in their second year, and I know the rules were changed to help us out, but that's still pretty incredible to have an expansion team. I think if we win tonight as well, we'll have the most points by an expansion team since the original six era. I mean, already this team is doing above and beyond where I mean, I thought we'd be. I thought it'd take a few years to kind of get to this point. I'm so excited that Seattle has, first off, a hockey team. I still can't believe that. And now we're in the NHL playoffs with a chance to get the Stanley Cup. It's pretty unreal.
And on top of all of that, you are standing right there next to the ice. Morning skate is sort of happening. There's some people out there right now. I don't know who they are. I can't really tell. You're in the Coors. What do you call it? The Coors, like...
The Coors Light Silver Seats.
Silver Seats. Doing it big. I can only imagine, as someone who grew up playing hockey, still plays hockey. I mean, we've talked about that a lot on the show, the beer league. We can get into that later. But to not only have the team there, like you said, to be on the brink of their first playoffs, but for you, just personally, to be doing what you're doing and where you're at, even standing right now as we're talking. I mean, how does that feel for you?
So I've never really told anybody this, but so growing up, I was really the only one that played hockey in my school, my class. I remember doing presentations in kindergarten about the Seattle Thunderbirds because we were a billet family. We were a host family for the Thunderbirds. So, I mean, from a very young age, hockey, it's all I've ever known. And I've always have been at trying to support the game and grow the game in Seattle. It's tough when you're the only one who likes hockey or knows what hockey is in a room full of football, basketball players.
It wasn't as popular back then?
Absolutely not. I mean, the Thunderbirds were popular in the 90s, but as far as like kids and you know, my peers growing up, it wasn't as, you know, it wasn't popular. And then even traveling, I was on, you know, pretty competitive travel teams, and we'd go and be like, hey, we're from Seattle. Like, oh, is Seattle, is that near Washington, D.C.? Is that near the Capitol? Like, they had no idea even where Seattle was, let alone that we had hockey and all that stuff. So getting the team, like I said, it's still incredible that we even have an NHL team here. But the first time where we got press access, I was sitting in the press box, I'm staring at the rink and it's empty. And I mean, I got choked up. Like, it's, we are in the NHL and they allow us to come in and report on this team. And I, you know, selfishly, I just like being down here and watching this. It's, you know,
yeah.
It's awesome to get to do this and have that experience. But even to share it. And again, I've always been about growing the game. And now we have a you know, this platform where everybody now is jumping on board, and the city, if the playoffs come and the city starts rallying around, this is going to be an incredible place. And you're going to see, you know, the blue or the light blue, whatever our colors are, all over the city. And just like the Mariners did in 95 with the little signs, that all that stuff is going to be about the Kraken. And I can't wait for that.
Man, hey, well, just let me just say, I love hearing all of that. And we love having you, and you do an amazing job with and for us. And I don't think there's a better man for the job to be there reporting, hanging out, getting to know people, and just really, really, at the end of it all, appreciating in a real way, just like you said, what's going on there? What's going, the fact that we have a team and that the game is growing and that it's spreading, you know, not only just, you know, in, you know, Seattle, but in the country, et cetera, but specifically there, since you're local and growing the game there, is awesome. So thank you, my brother, for being a part of this whole thing.
No, I appreciate that. And like I said, since I've joined up with you guys, this has been nothing but, you know, good times and dreams come true and all that stuff. And going back to like growing the game, I was driving through a neighborhood and saw kids playing street hockey. Like, again, stuff that'll never happen. And so you can see the effect that crack can have on people, and it's only getting better and it's only getting bigger. And no, I'm excited for this game. I'm excited for them to clinch and to have everybody else experience what I've been experiencing my whole life with hockey. And it's going to be a fun game.
Well, let me build on something that you said there, because you said access, and this might be the last thing that we get to talk about here, but is, we have the opportunity to help vote for the team MVP. Correct.
Absolutely.
Release the show here. We get to submit our top three. So this has to be quick here, Link. Not super quick. I don't want to rush you out the door here. And we can make it a discussion. I guess I can get in here with an opinion. I can opine on this, but we have the opportunity to send in a vote for our team captain. We get three choices, ranked them 1, 2, and 3. If you were going to do it solely yourself, who are those three going to be, in your opinion, ranked 1, 2, and 3 for team MVP of this really fun second season? Frustrating up and down, left and right, but like really fun and about to, you know, like you said, unless we have an ultimate collapse, about to be on the verge of the playoffs. Who are you going with?
So a lot of people in this position will start going stats and start going impact in the game and get into where they're going to go. I look for character guys. I look for good guys in the locker room. I look for guys that without them, the team is going to, even though they don't maybe have the points, the team is going to suffer a little bit. And so Brandon Tanev, Turbo, having him for a full year and the energy that he brings to the ice.
Yep.
He's one of them. I know that a lot of people give Grubauer shit and going back and forth because he's kind of up and down, but he's actually been pretty solid throughout the year and is somebody that you can depend on. And he's one of those guys, when you have somebody solid in net, you don't have to worry about giving up a bad play in the offensive zone. You know somebody's going to be there to back you up, right?
Yeah.
Oliver Bjorkstrand, like one of the guys that's come in as a newcomer this year and has – you know, obviously produced on the ice. And again, another great guy that you want to have on your line, on your team. So those are going to be my top three. And we could talk all the time. Jordan Eberle, Daniel Sprong.
His name is Dan. And his name is actual Dan.
Yes, thank you. I don't have Brett here in my background to correct me on this stuff.
And apparently I am just policing this very, very strictly today. So I don't know why.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Dan. Sorry, actual Dan. I will apologize to them later. Don't worry.
When you're hanging out and you're drinking champagne with them tonight, just let them know. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, so you asked for three. I give you five right there. I think that's a good core group. that that each play a separate role into the success of this team this year.
That was very smart of you. I don't know whether or not that is like something I should appreciate as like an overachiever. I ask you for three, you give me five, or whether it's a cop out because you actually couldn't just give me three and be solid with the three that you want to give. So I'm not sure where that lands. For your sake today, because I've been so hard on you with the names, I'm going to take it as you were an overachiever and okay. you asked. I asked for three and you gave me five. So I'm going to let it slide. I'm going to be good with that. But I love those picks. I love the Tanev pick. Like, he was going to be on my list. I don't know if I was going to put him one or not, but the fact that we've had him, just his energy. I mean, on the ice and off the ice, a locker room guy, like everybody seems to love Brandon Tanev. They love Turbo, right? We love Turbo. And even if it's not a stats thing this year, the fact that he's been out there, his hustle, his grit, and his energy, and then he keeps it goofy and fun and things like that. Like, I'm so solid with that. I'd probably put him second on my list. I'm going to go out of totally order here. I'm going to go third on my list. You know, I feel bad. Like, we're to this point where we haven't had him for a while, but I got to say Burakovsky. I mean, I got that pick up for me. He played so well, and he was leading the team in points all the way up into getting injured. I kind of feel like he was such a big part in getting us to where we are right now, even though he hasn't been playing for a little while now. He's third on my list there. Number one, I mean, hands down, I think for me, without a shadow of a doubt, I got to go with the Skoy Wonder. You know what I mean? The Skoy Wonder. Okay, you're shaking your head and you're looking down. Okay, yes, of course. I'm biased because, like, you know, ever since we coined that nickname here, I feel like I've got to try to pump him up, and like, because things have not been going his way since that happened, and I feel like we're kind of responsible, even though all the other nicknames did really super well. But anyway, I just think the fact that he has not played a single minute is been really helped us. I don't know. That's probably a terrible answer.
No, I mean, so I give you five and you give me one guy that's not even playing, but that's okay.
Fair. Touche.
Do you know how many Skoy Wonder stickers we printed? And then the next game he was got hurt and he's been out the entire time. So, I mean, I hope he finds a team somewhere, but I have a feeling he's pretty close to Don there.
Well, in all seriousness, we do love you, Mr. Don Skoy, the Skoy Wonder, and we feel for you and wish you could have been out there on the ice this season. Hope you find, whether it's with us or not, a home for sure. And I hope we find a home for the plethora and multitude and backlog of Skoy Wonder stickers that we printed. Yes. Maybe I should just start sticking them all over outside the arena at some point in time, just in all sorts of nooks and crannies and weird places.
We could do a Skoy Wonder scavenger hunt. If you find a Skoy Wonder sticker, then we'll call James over there at Epic Seats and
see. Yeah, you're the idea guy. You're the idea guy. There you go. Skoy Wonder scavenger hunt. And even with the alliteration and everything, I mean, come on. There's not a better way to end than that, other than we probably should at least give a shout out to our other sponsor. Not Jimmy Seats, but Jimmy Betts. Jimmy Betts. Bet Online, number one source for all your sports betting. You've heard it before. We'll say it again. You're going to find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, game trends, live betting options, free contests, live scores for any sport or game imaginable. So it's truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. And you get a 50% welcome bonus when you use our promo code BELIEVE. Spelled how?
B-L-E-A-V. It's spelled our way.
B-L-E-A-V. Believe. BetOnline.ig, where the game starts. Okay. Well, Link, I think we did it. We didn't get into too much trouble. I mean, I thought maybe, like I said, with the cats away, us little mice would play, but I think we actually came in pretty solid here and like talked real great hockey, great team stuff, emotional stuff with you. Very, 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 not troublesome. unfortunately.
Yeah, I've pretty much covered it all today. So this is a good show.
All right. Well, we appreciate all of the folks that listen. We're not going to have time for releasing any of the rants today. I know that has made some people rant because we didn't, on many episodes, actually release the rants. And so we're going to do it again. We're not going to release any rants today. We'll get back to that once Brett and or Katie are back as well. But hey, it's been fun. We got the playoffs tonight, potentially, or clinching the playoffs tonight, rather, I should say. Hey, Link, enjoy it over there. Enjoy the morning skate and spending the day around the team. Hopefully you're there, part of the champagne tonight, if we get our 3 points or 1 point and some help. With that said, any last words, any last things you want to give to the RTS audience?
Hopefully we get this episode out pretty quick. Follow us on social tonight. We'll be covering the game and what else is going on. And so if you guys have any questions, send it to us. Let's get some, people interviewed and let's get some questions answered. And let's go cracking.
Twitter, IG, at Release the Show, follow us. I mean, maybe we should do like a drinking game. Maybe that's the kind of trouble we could get into tonight, is do a little bit of a drinking game. I mean, we scored 8 goals against the Coyotes last time. Maybe we got to take a shot of something every time we score, or every time we get in a fight, or every time a punch is thrown. Is it for each punch or just a fight overall? I mean, are we getting too crazy if we go each punch? I mean, that's a lot of drinking. Like
as they start fighting the waterfall, you just keep drinking until the fight's over. Yeah, there we go.
I love it. All right. Well, you're going to have some champagne later. I know. We're going to win. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. But hey, if you want to have a drink game with RTS, hey, then let's do it. Okay. Every time we score, every time we get in a fight, we're going to take a sip. Thanks for listening. That's the show. He's Ryan, the missing link. I'm Chris Labrum. We'll see ya. And we don't have any outro music. Okay, what's cracking? We cracking. It's cracking. We cracking. Sorry, B-Boy Fidget. You're the man. We love you. Peace out, y'all.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.